Well, we had, I guess we had excuses. We'll say we had some excuses as to why we haven't, in the quote, fixed the damn roads. There have been excuses, the biggest one, of course, being the pandemic. But the reality is, in fact, if our next guest, I'll put it in his words quickly, succinctly, while a lot has changed this past year, one thing remained constant. Michigan's roads didn't magically improve. And we're still operating well below adequate levels of funding to make the necessary repairs and improvements. That from Executive Vice President of the Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association, my guest, Mike Nystrom. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
It is our pleasure. Unfortunately, and unsurprisingly, because we haven't been fixing the doggone roads, that they're in bad shape, and in fact, we nationwide still stick out like a sore thumb with bad infrastructure.
Yeah, you know, the Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association, our members have been out there working during the entire pandemic, but things just haven't gotten better. And the road information program came out with a report yesterday that lays that out for us. We still rank as some of the poorest roads in the nation. And the real reason is because we still aren't investing enough. The report suggested that we need to double that investment to keep up with where we need to be.
That is a concerning report because the elected officials have been unable or unwilling to make the commitment necessary to make the repairs necessary to our roads. But you point out, Mike Nystrom, that there is a silver lining out there if we take advantage of it properly, since it's raining our money from Washington. Some of it in the American Rescue Plan could give communities the money, the opportunity to actually finally, in the words of the governor, fix the damn roads.
Yeah, the program that's coming in on the stimulus is historic. I mean, we haven't seen this kind of money coming to every single community since the New Deal from FDR. So it's big money. The challenge is whether or not those communities actually listen to the voters who have said time and time again that infrastructure is a top priority for them. I mean, outside of the pandemic, the citizens of the state have regularly said in public opinion polls that fixing our infrastructure is a top priority. And so we need to hope that these leaders of these communities will put that money into infrastructure, whether it's water and sewer, local bridges, our local roads, whatever it might be. The folks across the state want to see that type of stuff fixed. They don't want to see that money spent on other issues that might not be as high of a priority.
Well, you know, Mike, as you pointed out, nearly every Michigan community be receiving these funds, cities, townships, and counties. And it seems like it can be used for a lot of things, infrastructure upgrades that we're talking about that are so needed, but they can be spent on parks or downtown improvements or hazard pay for workers and more. It sounds like there's no limitation, and it also sounds like it leaves room for the communities to make some bad decisions and ignore the infrastructure that we've all been complaining about for a long time.
It is, and I think that's the biggest concern. It should be the biggest concern for citizens of those local communities. Folks should reach out to their leaders and make sure that the priorities are focused on. There will be communities that will spend it in other ways because they have been doing the right thing with regard to their infrastructure. But there are those that will be tempted to maybe do other things with that money, and we're hopeful that the voters of those communities will step up and let their leaders know that infrastructure should be a priority in this spending.
So we should speak up
absolutely.
As tax-paying citizens in our community. We should let our various local leaders know that we have not forgotten, even though our attention was deferred a little bit, but we've not forgotten how bad the roads are and how much we need them to be fixed, And if they have the money now that's pennies from heaven, raining money out of Washington with the American Rescue Plan, that's our money. Let's use it to make our living a lot better by addressing our infrastructure. Mike Nystrom, one final word. Okay, anything else?
Well, you know, and the other thing to remember is this isn't only fixing the infrastructure, but it's creating great jobs for folks out there. So this is a twofold win.
Can be. It can be, and I hope it will be. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks for having me.
Mike Nystrom, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association. Obviously, they've got a dog in this fight. Some great jobs. It's work that needs to be done, and hopefully now will be as we continue on this Wednesday morning hump day on the Paul W. Smith Show, WJR.